Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and we got a couple of new teasers today. Again, it looks like they're basically showing us the Battle Pass outfits as the teasers, with some like minor things in the background giving us a clue of what could be in the next season. Mainly location thing. The first one they put out today just said Grace, Beauty, Power, and then showed our character. And then we have one that's in the game feed right now as well that says Adrift but Never Lost. And again, shows one of the characters that I assume is one of the Battle Pass characters. And then we see again a lot of neon lights and stuff in the background and buildings that to me look like it could possibly be a new location that we're going to get in Fortnite. But what I really like is this new motorcycle. We have the dirt bikes right now, right? But this is a cool looking, kind of futuristic looking motorcycle that I'm hoping that that's going to be the new motorcycles for next season, because that looks really cool. I mean, the dirt bikes are cool, but they don't look as cool as the motorcycles that they have in this teaser. So I would love for those to be in the game just for the look, because I already like how the motorcycles work, but you give them a really cool look as well. That would be awesome. You know, other than that, no news. Again, today's March 8th, the last full day across all time zones. The downtime isn't going to start until March 10th, 2 a.m. Eastern. So technically that will be 11 p.m. On March 9th, still on the West Coast. But yeah, we're getting down to the end of it here. I mean, thankfully I was able to last night get to level 100, so I did complete my battle pass. I unlocked all the rewards and everything already, so my goodness, I don't have to stress out about that anymore. With one day ish left in the season. So yeah, let's see what we can do in the LTMs for our last little bit before this season is over. First, Mystery Solving Games, The Runner, Cyberpunk, House Escape 2, Snowball Fight, The Journey, Modern Contact, Free For All, No Build, Frost Survival, Toy Store Prop Hunt, 222 Levels Death Run, Winter House Prop Hunt, Roller Disco Prop Hunt, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Again, these quests, just hopefully that, you know, you've been going through getting them all done. What can I say for you? I mean, this season's almost over. you know, if you're close, hopefully you can do some last minute, you know, grinding to get to level 100 like I did last night. You know, in the last like week, I gained like around 50 levels. So, I mean, it's doable. And if you just happen to have a day off or, you know, you have like a good chunk of hours, after school or after work, tomorrow, you might be able to gain a lot in a short amount of time, especially if you have the level up quest pack, the Axion guy. But yeah, we're down to it, so hopefully you've got that all done, and you weren't like me, barely getting it in at by the end of the season. But let's head over to that item shop now and see what we have in this item shop. It looks like we still have all of our Marvel items. What else? Anything below that? Headshot Chicks Locker is still here. I guess they made this section. So I guess I didn't even notice, but yesterday had a lot of women in the item shop, right? And they're all still here in the, and they have it under the Celebrating Women section. So yeah, that's awesome. It is still March 8th at the time that I'm recording this. So happy International Women's Day, by the way, now that I'm reminded that, to say that by the Celebrating Women section they have in here. So that's pretty awesome. Let's see here. All that stuff is still here from yesterday. And then Horizon Zero Dawn is still here. Creed is still here. The Axion Sentinel level up pack still here. And then we have the Funk Ops outfit with the golden disco backbling for 1,500. Sand Shark Driver outfit for 800. The Modern Glider for 500. Plasma Bubble Wrap for 500. The Rocket Rodeo emote for 800. The Boss Battle Music for 200. The Music Fiend bundle. Let's see here. This the individual items include Remy outfit with the Diabolic Deck back bling for 1,200, and the Wicked Axe Harvesting Tool for 800. Get that in a bundle for 1,500, which is 500 off the total. We still have the Long Shot outfit with the Scope Satchel back bling for 1,200, and the Insight outfit and Sight Sling back bling for 1,200. We have the new Gunslinger Smoke Show emote. Do what you want. This is 500 V-Bucks. You're not going to hear the music for it here because it's licensed. But, you know, this is what they had to say on social media. The Gunslinger Smoke Show emote is in the shop. Break it down with moves by BB Trippin' Dance Group and music from Psy. And featuring Suga of BTS. So there you go. That is our new emote. And then we have the Teef outfit with the Nosh backbling for 1,500, the Globber Harvesting Tool for 800, the Goo Glider Glider for 800, the Noshy Wrap for 300. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. I think today, for the item of the day, I am going to go with that Gunslinger emote. Gunslinger Smoke Show emote, I should say. You know, the rest of the outfits, most of the outfits, you know, have been in there for a while with the Marvel section, the Celebrating Women section that was all here yesterday. So I wanted to pick one of those ones again. And there's not actually a lot of like outfits in the item shop today that were in the daily part from today. So, you know, I think this emote is the best thing that's in there today for sure. And yeah, there you go. That's going to be the episode. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.